The final item we're going to look at is free trade. The Wikipedia article says that liberals tend to be divided on free trade agreements and organizations such as NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. So let's break this down into two issues. It's free trade agreements and free trade organizations. Libertarians are for free trade because libertarians are for freedom. Libertarians are for the liberty to trade with whomever you want and are opposed to government imposing tariffs or taxes or other penalties on your choice to trade with whomever you want. That's a different thing from a free trade agreement. Free trade agreements, as this item in Wikipedia tends to suggest, create free trade organizations. That means, actually, new systems of government. It makes more bureaucracies. It gives more politicians more power. That's not free trade. That's managed trade, government-managed trade. Government get your permission from the government to engage in certain kinds of trade, but it's not free trade. Free trade doesn't mean a free trade agreement. Free trade means repealing laws that restrict free trade, repealing laws that put tariffs on trade or penalize trade or restrict trade in any way. All we need to do is repeal existing laws with regard to trade in order to have free trade. We don't need a free trade agreement. Now, as it turns out, sometimes these free trade agreements actually increase the amount of freedom to trade. And that's a good thing, but having a government bureaucracy created to do that can be a bad thing. So on our pages, we've divided them into, we've basically like two links here, free trade and why free trade is good and why freedom is good and why it increases our standard of living. It always increases our standard of living. In fact, I think one thing the vast majority of, if there's one thing economists agree on, and economists disagree on a lot of things, but if there's one thing they agree on, it's that free trade enhances the standard of living. It enables people to increase their standard of living by paying less for the things they want to import. There's no truth to the idea that free trade kills American jobs. Free trade overall, in terms of the entire economy, in terms of the greatest number, it provides not just liberty or freedom, but it provides a higher standard of living. Now then, there's the issue of the free trade agreements and the organizations. Those are questionable and problematic. So still, I think that I've done more thought, and I really haven't come to a conclusion on whether I would vote for a particular free trade agreement. I think I would have to evaluate in a specific case whether the agreement creates more government power and bureaucracy than it abolishes by abolishing tariffs and actually increasing freedom. Some of these agreements, like I say, do increase free trade, but the way to increase free trade is simply to abolish government laws restricting trade. So hopefully, I think you can see that if you look at the web pages of the other candidates, they don't really have as thorough an understanding of the issue of why free trade is good and why free trade agreements and organizations are problematic as I do. And therefore, I think you should vote for the Libertarian candidate in this race.